Dane Swan on Triple M.
And we're talking a bit of social media before because you're prolific, Swanee, Instagram and Twitter. I want to ask you about both because we got a photo that was on Instagram of you with Dusty Martin over there in Vegas where you had a very nice time. But how do you go with Twitter? Because Twitter's a bit of open abuse, isn't it? Like, especially if you're a well-known man like yourself and you put something up on Twitter, you'd have quite a few flying back into you, I'd imagine. How do you cope with that?
Well, you got to have thick skin, and so that was what you said before, man. I sometimes have some thick skin, so it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy for me, but yeah, what can you do? Yeah, I sort of know what kind of picks and what isn't going to cop grief. Every time I put a pick up with Dusty, we seem to get some grief.
Yep.
When we're away, same sort of thing. But if someone writes a comment, which is I think was pretty witty, I'll have a laugh. And go, well done, well said. But sometimes you just get the putrid ones, the same old. That aren't very funny and just are quite mean.
No doubt about it. And you must be tempted sometimes to just go, no, I'm not copping that.
Yeah, usually I'm pretty good. I can just cop it and have a laugh and go, yeah, fair enough. I'm probably going better than you anyway, mate. So what it is. Yeah, but sometimes you might have just had a blue with the missus or you've had a bad day training. The coach has got in and you're on your way home and looking... And I look at your Twitter or Instagram and someone just says the wrong thing, you think, geez, I'd just love to. But
pin me is back.
But then I realise it'll probably go on the front page of the paper the next day for some kind of thing. So I was like, we'll just brush it and let it go and have a laugh about
it. Your numbers are pretty good. We were just talking about it off air. You're 120 Twitter, 1,000 and 80, 70, 80 Instagram.
About 70. Jeez, that's good going.
Do you make any money out of it like a lot of people or wives out there do?
No, well, if anyone wants to send me a dress or something like that, and send me to a hotel or something, I'll be more than happy to whack it up. But I don't really make any money out of it. I'd like to. I'd like to make money wherever I can. So, no.
Well, you are now with your own label. What about that, Swanee? Rat Bag?
Yeah, I've got a few things in the pipe works at the minute. Rat Bag just launched about 3 months ago. So,
what is it? Menswear?
Yep. Yeah. So just casual wear, jeans, tees, singlets.
XXX, L?
Like that'll squeeze you into one 4X. Or two things, into a beanie.
I was just about to say, Swanee, Bill will be asking if it's only going to fit body shapes of your type or is it going to accommodate the larger man?
Well, not the larger man, but the normal large man. Yes, probably. We'll get a beanie or a hat on your head.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah,
keep the ears warm.
Is that going all right? Who's doing all that? Have you got much input?
Yeah, I got pretty much all the input. Me and two mates, we sit around and have a go at it. Yeah. So something I enjoy. So a lot of fun. It's something that keeps my mind off footy. Mind you, my mind's pretty easily.
Taking off.
But we've got that. I've got Tattoo Shop that's just about, it's going to launch on the 9th of April.
Well, nice. Where's
that and what are we calling it?
It's in Mooney Ponds in Hall Street.
Yeah.
It's called Sullen Tattoo.
Oh, nice. And footy show tomorrow night.
Yeah, that should be a
debut for you. You're a very, very popular panellist, Bill Swanee. Takes a different look at...
Much loved.
Much loved and a different look at footy. Well, not always as serious as some of the other panellists.
You're very popular. You realise that. I know you know that. But
I'd want to be. I did get Sam's face tattooed on my bum for the footy show, so I'd hope I'd be pretty popular there. But it's nice to be invited back along for the year, so we'll get on there and see what stupid things I can say.
And how do you genuinely get on with Sam? Like, you know, there's, on screen it looks like there's a bit of sort of a relationship, but how do you genuinely find him?
No, I genuinely find him really good. I think he's pretty funny. He obviously thinks I'm really weird. I think he's really weird. So we have that odd couple sort of relationship. That day we went out with the car was really good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really funny. I sort of know what buttons to push to get a rise out of him. And I thought it was really good. So I haven't seen him for a while. Looking forward to getting back in there and seeing what stupid comments he has for me.
He'll have plenty.
Yep. Now, I went to a function last night, Swanee, and I was sitting there and I met these people that were to do with gambling and what is it? Problem gambling and how you should set a limit and all that. So I was having a chat to them. They were sponsors of Hutchie's Mob there. And there's this lovely blonde-headed girl, lady, sitting there with glasses, right? Anyway, I started talking to her, and she goes, she didn't want to say, you know, who she was and things like that. Got it out of her. She barracked for Collingwood. Her surname was Swan. It was your sister.
Was it?
Now, what? She's normal.
Come on.
What do you mean by that?
She looks normal. She's got two tattoos on her body, which you'd never see. They're on her ankles or something. She's got a good job, responsible. And I had no idea she was your sister.
I have a good job. Yeah. The responsible part's probably...
yes, exactly.
Don't know about that. Yeah. I have more than one. She actually got the first tattoo in the family, so...
Oh, she started it.
So, and she's younger than me. She got it when she was 16, I think. Yeah. Dad nearly killed her. She's lucky to be alive. she hid it for about 6 months, and then Dad caught it one day and nearly threw her down the stairs. I thought that was that's the end of her, so I'm going to wait till I'm out of the house before I get mine. So, but yes, she's normal. She's been into the club. She goes to all the clubs and talks about responsible gambling.
Yep.
It's worked on her brother.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's very responsible.
And she said you look after her. You're very good to her.
Yeah, she's looking after me dog this weekend.
Oh, good. So you pay her or something?
She'll be getting paid absolutely zero. She'll be getting paid. Yeah. She might get whatever's in the fridge or... I might leave her some cash for some dinner or something, but...
that's it.
Yeah, she gets the joy of the dog.
The dog. What kind of pet have you got? Because Jim's got a cat.
Cat, yep.
What do you got?
I have a cavoodle.
A cavoodle?
Yeah.
Wow. What's
you've got a cavoodle.
A poodle and a what?
A cavoodle.
What?
And a cavalier.
Cavalier Spaniel, righto. Yeah. No, and what it's called?
Barney.
Yeah. Well, you could have taken me on. I took Sean Higgins on yesterday because my cat looked much better than his dog, and I was a runaway winner. Hey, Swanee, CollingwoodFC.com.au, like you need any more bloody members. Side by side, we stick together. Just under 70,000 as we speak, Bill. 80,000, I think it was last year, plus. So get onto their website, CollingwoodFC.com.au. Join this mighty, ever extraordinary footy club. Mm. And good luck, Swanee. Tomorrow night in the footy show, we look forward to that.
Right.
And, of course, round one against the Brisbane Lions up there.
That'll be a hoot. Yeah, can't wait.
Dane versus Dane.
That's it.
Yeah, it will be interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Two great mates. And just watch for a couple of nice clinches early, yes, I think, Bill, yeah, and see exactly what's said.
Might give each other a handball or two early just to get into the game, and then and we'll go from there.
He might pinch you. Plenty to grab. Thank you, Swanee.
Dane Swan on the rush out.